Kalim chapter 20, Mishnah 6. Sarin Shutama Midras. If you've got a sheet that's used for a bed normally, so that's obviously designed for lying on, and so it's suitable, it's susceptible to Midras impurity, because if a Zav lies on it, it's going to be impure. But what happens, Va'asu Vilon, he takes the sheet and he's going to make it into a curtain to cover a doorway, to put in a doorway, right? A curtain. So now, tahor min ha-midras, aval tamei meis. It's going to be no longer susceptible to midras impurity because it's now not made for lying on anymore. It's made for curtain in a door. It will be susceptible to other impurity, like corpse impurity brings, but not midras impurity anymore. And my ma'asa hi tarasa, at what point does it switch over from midras impurity to just other sorts of impurity? So three different opinions. By Shama Omrim Mishir Taver, here by Shama say when it's been looped, when you attach the loops onto it so that you can hang it up in the door. By Silil Omrim Mishir Kasher, by Silil say when it has been tied to the doorway as a curtain, actually got to be tied up. And Rabbi Akiva Omrim Mishir Kva, when it has been nailed into the doorway, when it's then been not just tied, but actually then nailed. Brings over here that the halacha follows Beis Hillel, so it becomes not susceptible to midrash impurity when you fasten it into the doorway. Don't have to have nailed it in yet, but when you fasten it into the doorway.